Painter Cook Lake Jayhawks hosting the Concord Yellow Jackets. Additionally on the game with us tonight, Craft Agency, Seymour Ford, and Penn Chiropractic. We got a loaded group of sponsors for a loaded high school basketball season. We're excited to get another shot at the Concord Yellow Jackets and our first look at the Jayhawks tonight. Jason, Concord coming off two straight losses to open the season, but tough opponents and on the road against both Hanover and Michigan Center. They are winless, but hard fought in the losses.
Absolutely. This is going to be a team, Steve, that's going to head into conference play very well battle-tested against, as you said, Hanover and Michigan Center. They took the losses there on the road, but tough sledding against the class of the Cascades Conference. And Concord looked pretty well in those matchups, and it'll be exciting to see how they fare against a team that's not quite at the top of the ladder there when it comes to the Cascades Conference, but a good opponent for them.
Yeah, it's got that kind of a feel of a Tom Izzo early MSU schedule where they're playing Duke and they're playing North Carolina, and they get those tough games in right away, and it gets that, you know, it gets them a little bit of a test early and kind of starts things off. So they come away with a couple losses, but like you said, they're going to be heading into their conference schedule later this week, and they'll certainly have seen some very good teams, and they know where they stand. And they're a young squad. Yeah. We'll talk about for Concord. They've got Marley Sprague, C.J. Glaspie, and Xavion Jones, who all played minutes in the game against Michigan Center, all sophomores. They've got three juniors, and then they do have a quintet of seniors on the team, too. Yes. But we were noticing in street clothes today, Jason, Rondez Rogers, not a part of the starting lineup, and we didn't get a chance to depose the coach as to why, but that's going to be a loss in some big minutes and solid minutes for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, he was one of the standout performers in the loss against Michigan Center that we witnessed, and really kind of impressed both of us, I think, both offensively and defensively. Sort of a pest against the Michigan Center offense, kind of held them in check. Also, Greg Ketwich was fantastic down low, another one of their seniors. Brian Deshaw, another senior that came off the bench, did fairly well as well. But C.J. Glaspie and Xavion Jones, two of their sophomores, really, really impressed you and I both, and they could be seeing some starting minutes here very, very soon, if not in this game.
And the guy who played some really tough minutes for Concord was Marley Sprague, another one of the sophomores. He was in the starting lineup, but I don't recall seeing him go to the bench at all.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he took a beating in that span. Michigan Center is a tough team, but, you know, as a young player getting your minutes on the varsity, he certainly earned a little couple battle scars there, and I'm sure he'll learn from it and be all the better for it.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, we haven't seen a ton of Vander Cook Lake. I looked doing a little research before the game, and you see they end up having a game where Trent Long break in their win over Springport to open the season, 25 points in that game, and you don't really see people put up 25 points in any of these games where one guy scores 25, so it's nice start for Vander Cook. They're off to a 1-1 start. They did lose at Columbia Central 49-36, which tough place to play on the road. And, you know, it's a pretty nice school there. They probably were outnumbered because they've just got eight kids on their varsity roster here for Vander Cook Lake. So we mentioned that Concord goes pretty deep in their rotation, and that's going to be where Vander Cook Lake is going to find out if they can win this one, is if they can go the distance stamina-wise.
Yeah, and that's going to be something that Vander Cook is going to have to deal with. Last year they were a team that would run you out of the gym if you let them. This year it's going to be a little bit tougher with just eight guys. It'll be interesting to see how the rotation works and how head coach Randy Swoverland works all of that out in terms of the number of minutes that his guys get with only having three bench players. And then on top of that, you're going to see a Concord team that pushed the pace a little bit against Michigan Center, not quite to the speed that Center runs, but a team that still pushes the pace quite well. So we'll see how that impacts how he rotates his players in and out as well.
And as we're talking about the youth on Concord, a similar scenario for Vander Cook Lake with three sophomores on their roster, as well as a freshman, Cade Wyszynski. Wyszynski, who ended up taking quite a bit of the snaps this year for the Vander Cook Lake football team at quarterback, now finds himself on the varsity roster for the Hoops team as well. So youth on both sides, energy, we'll see if it's an issue. And can Vander Cook, again, run with Concord when they have a shorter bench. So we'll find it all out for sure tonight on High School Basketball on WKHM. We're online around the world at WKHM.com, and, of course, all of our audio archives available at WKHM.com as well. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll be back with the starting lineups and to set things up for the hoops game. Again, Concord on the road here facing that mythic bird, Vanacook Lake Jayhawks on WKHM.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a Ford F-150 XLT. Stock number 50353. AZ Plan Lease, $260 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With F-150 RCL Renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8499.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Vanacook Lake High School getting set for hoops action between the Concord Yellow Jackets and the Vanacook Lake Jayhawks. Again, our broadcast brought to you by County National Bank, the Protection Center, Alro Steele on board, orthopedic rehab specialists. Stay tuned following the game. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. In game one, it was Jake Nichols for Michigan Center. Concord, losers in that one, but they're out here with another shot to get their first win on the season tonight against the Jayhawks. Other games going on tonight. Northwest is at Mason. Quincy is at Napoleon. That'll be a good early matchup. Grass Lake at Whitmore Lake. Tecumseh at East Jackson. Hillsdale at Leslie. Eaton Rapids at Stockbridge. Edison at Pittsford. And Marshall Academy at Springport. So there's a lot of basketball action around the area tonight. Tune in for all the scores tomorrow morning. And at noon, of course, we'll get the sports for you on AM Jackson here on WKHM. And we'll get the scores for you on the Nooner, ESPN 101.9 FM. Jason, let's go ahead and get set up for our starters.
Yeah, let's start off with the visiting Concord Yellow Jackets. Spoke to head coach Scott Pusley just a little bit ago. He said the exact same thing that we said, battle-tested, ready to go. They're excited to see where this team is at when they hit conference play. And their starters for tonight, they're going to be rolling with a handful of seniors, and he said it's next man up with Rondez Rogers, who I did confirm will be out for the game. Coach's decision, he is not hurt. He is eligible and ready to go, but he will not be playing in this game. So they will, they'll run with senior Greg Ketwich, Chase Coburn, Brian Deshaw. Those are the three seniors that they're going to run with tonight. Also, junior Mitchell Brigham and the sophomore Marley Sprague. They will have C.J. Glasby and Xavion Jones off the bench, as we talked about.
Yeah, so that's Coburn who steps in,
yes,
in place of Rogers for this starting lineup that we had on Thursday night. Meanwhile, for Vandercook Lake, who are they trotting out there to start things off?
Well, they will bring all three of their seniors onto the court to start the game off. They'll start with Caden Stoddard, the 6'1 guard. Isaac Clintworth, the sophomore, 5'11 guard. They will also have Trent Longbreak, the 5'10 forward. Jake Foster will join him in the front court, the 6'2 senior forward. And freshman, 6-foot guard, Caden Bashinsky.
So the freshman coming out. Start things off here for Vandercook Lake, and you got to like a little bit of that size. You got 6'1 Stoddard and 6'2 Foster, and in the rugged Cascades, that counts for a little bit of size.
Yeah, and that size is, you know, Caden Bashinsky, 6 foot as a guard. That's a pretty decent size. Caden Stoddard should be able to hang with most of the guards in the Cascades Conference. Little bit of lacking height-wise up front. Jake Foster, the biggest guy, not only in the starting five, but on the team, he and Austin Messner are both 6'2". So that'll be a handful, but not anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah, you say nobody's super huge, but they also don't have a bunch of tiny guys out there,
exactly.
I guess, either. So it'll be interesting to see the matchups, see how Concord does with Rogers' absence. He handles a lot of the ball handling duties.
Yeah, and sorry, Steve, Scott Pusley also said that they do intend to kind of keep the pace a little bit high. You know, Vandercook last year was one of those teams, obviously, that ran people out of the gym. They're not going to do that this year, but he expects to keep the pace up, try and wear them down as quickly as he can.
And again, this is just a takeaway from our last game seeing Concord, where when the Cardinals would put on a little bit of pressure, they would like to get the ball into Rogers' hands, and he kind of would be a one-man press break at times. And I think, you know, they'll miss his production for sure. But
absolutely,
I'm sure the coach knows what's going on in his program and is making a decision in the best interest of the team. So we will continue to eyeball the game and follow the developments as far as that goes and see, you know, where the absence of Rogers really comes in. I did notice Greg Ketwich just hitting a big triple here in warm-ups, so maybe he'll get loose and have a big scoring game senior for the Concord Yellow Jackets. Let's go ahead and take another 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get things started here from Vandercook Lake High School. It's the Jayhawks hosting the Concord Yellow Jackets. Interconference play here. Game two of our basketball season on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Acceleration, speed, agility. Total Performance Training Center, where you go to improve your speed, strength, and self-confidence. The more you put in, the more you get out. Their goal is to help every participant get better, no matter what your level is when you come through the door. Maximize your potential with Total Performance Training Center. Every sport, every level. Programs for all athletes, not just all-stars. Total Performance Training, Jackson. TPTC is a subsidiary of Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Find us on social media and TotalPerformanceJackson.com.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kuta, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And the Star-Spangled Banner here in the Vandercook Lake Gymnasium. As we get ready to go, they'll get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. And we'll be underway here momentarily for the tip-off on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, Jackson, Michigan. And we are just about ready to go. Again, thank you to some of our sponsors, Corrigan Oil and Express Stops by BP and Marathon. We've got a couple of school organizations supporting high school sports for all the area,
right,
including Northwest Community Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic School, and Jackson Public Schools. And Jason, you even applauded a little bit when you heard White's Restaurant Catering mentioned during
yes.
the open.
I'm very excited to have them back. Best fish on the planet. I'm telling you, if you've never had the White's three-piece cod, do yourself a favor. Jump in your car, put us on the radio in the car, drive to White's, and get yourself a three-piece cod with some mashed potatoes and gravy, and it will be a life-changing experience. I kid you not.
All right. Again, there's the Concord starting lineup, and we get the music fired up here for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Brent Bushinski, the public address announcer here for the introductions. And a little insider tip for anybody tuning in who might not be from the Vandercook Lake community, because I think they all know it. Our PA announcer right now is also Caden Bushinski's father.
Yes.
So that'd be a nice feeling to get to introduce your son on the varsity basketball team.
That'd be pretty cool, especially as a freshman.
Sure. So again, we're just moments away. Not quite a capacity crowd here for this early season Tuesday night high school basketball tilt. Weather not exactly ideal for getting out during the lake night.
No, it is not.
It was not a long trip from the car to the gym. My hands were freezing.
Yes, yes, I completely agree.
I think we're going to be down to single digits tonight. Wind chill factors in the minus digits. And we got about 3 inches of snow coming our way tomorrow afternoon. So shouldn't be any problem with travel tonight, but make sure you stay tuned to WKHM in the morning for all the school closing information with our winter weather watches.
I'm probably working from home tomorrow.
All right. You just get to do that because you feel like it?
Yeah, well, our director says, you know what, we'd rather have you work from home than try and drive up and get stuck or break down or get into a wreck, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, wintertime perk of the job, I suppose.
We have the opposite. I have to go to work no matter what.
Well, I know. I've texted you on many a wintry night, Steve. There's no signal on the radio station.
Guess I'm going to work.
Guess you're going to work.
8 minutes on the clock. Ketwich in the center circle. He'll be jumping up against Trent Longbreak. Again, Longbreak had 25 points already once this season. He'll look to add to that total as Dishaw gets the tip. Gives a sprague behind the back. Looking for the pull up on the baseline. Not there. Trying to feed the high post to Coburn. And incomplete, out of bounds. Excuse me, that Mitchell Brigham, the intended receiver on the play in the paint.
And you'll see Concord already trying to push the pace a little bit. Vandercook much slower getting the ball up the court.
Man-to-man defense for the Yellow Jackets as the Jayhawks on the offense. Nice pull-up look from the elbow. Missed it, but a good look for Caden Stoddard. Missed and rebounded by Concord. And Dishaw at the top running the point. Goes to the right wing, and that's Brigham looking for Sprague in the paint. Pull-up look in and out. Rebounded by Longbreak, and the Jayhawks back up the floor. And that is Stoddard at the top. Long break, left wing. Looks into the corner, now drives. Nothing there, backs it back out to Stoddard. Stoddard puts it on the deck into the corner. Nothing there for Bashinsky. Now he'll step out, pass it out. They reverse the ball over to Stoddard. He'll drive into the elbow. Kick out to Long break, in and out on the three. Rebounded by Coburn, and still scoreless a minute into this one. Dishaw's got it at the top for the Yellow Jackets. Coburn out the elbow. Brigham at the top. Looking into the paint, nothing there. Open look for Dishaw, left wing. Fires it long, rebounded by the Jayhawks. That is Clintworth on the carom. And he'll hand that off to Bashinsky. Brings it up over the center line. Now working to the right wing. Gets a screen from Long Break. Rolls. Great feed in between two defenders and Long Break with the easy finish off the glass. 2-0 Jayhawks. Pretty play.
Yeah, good inside cut there by Long Break.
Ketwich gets an open look for three on the opposite side, and he knocks it down, and it's 3-2 Yellow Jackets in front. Ketwich with the wide open look. They've had a couple of open looks from that left wing so far for Concord, and Ketwich knocks that one down. Bashinsky now deep. Looking to swing it around the outside. Stoddard takes the triple, and he hits nothing but Cord. Trading shots now. Jayhawks in front, 5-3. Concord back up the floor. Dishaw picked up by Bashinsky. He'll dribble to the left corner deep. Now Ketwich at the top. He's picked up by Long Break. Pressure defense by the Jayhawks. Ketwich hands it off to Dishaw. Dishaw now to Coburn. Feeding deep to Brigham under the basket. Kicks out to Sprague. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Now off to the top. And Dishaw. Reset here for Concord. Three-pointer by Ketwich in.
He's feeling it.
So 2-for-2 now from beyond the arc for Ketwich. And Concord back in front 6-5.
And you can see already Concord hustling down the court, trying to get set up quickly. Vandercook a much, much slower pace.
There's a dribble drive. Now kick out to Long Break. Long Break to Stoddard. Stoddard gets a screen. Works his way into the elbow. Pull-up jumper. And it's off back iron. Wanted a foul. Nothing there. Rebounded by Concord. Ketwich up the left side. Feeling the hot hand. He's going to drive in. Spin move. Pull-up jumper. No. Short. Good box out and rebound by the Jayhawks. Trent Long Break. Now Stoddard up the middle. Bashinsky open for three. And he hit it. Jayhawks hot shooting here early. Up 8-6 with 4.5 to go first quarter. Dishaw coming over the midline.
Barn burner already.
Yeah, none of the shooting woes we saw in the early part of that center game for Concord. Ketwich three-pointer off the heel, long rebound, and we'll get a foul call going against the Yellow Jackets. Vandercook Lake ball, our first whistle. 4:13 to go, 8-6. The Jayhawks in front. Both teams shooting pretty well here in the early going.
Yeah, not too many misses so far. That foul on Mitchell Brigham, his first, team's first.
Bashinsky takes the inbound, slowly up the floor for the Jayhawks. working to the right side, and he'll get it to Stoddard there in right wing. Drives baseline in deep. Now skip pass. Kicked out, and an open look for three. No. Missed shot by Clintworth, but he chases down the rebound out to Bashinsky for three, and he misses. Clintworth rebounds again, now out to Stoddard, and he'll slow it back down for the Jayhawks, reset the offense. Dribbles his way to the right wing, now gets a screen from Long Break. Looking for the roll. Nope, he'll pull up the J himself and knock it down. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And Jayhawks continue to shoot well here in the early going. 10-6, they lead with 3.5 on the game clock here for the first quarter.
Caden Stoddard with 5 already in the game, and there's a steal.
Lazy pass, Stoddard takes advantage. Pump fakes, misses. Rebound battle, and it's tipped out, last touch. Vandercook, no, Concord. So we'll keep it Vandercook Lake ball. Stoddard will inbound from the baseline. Right out there by where the three-point line connects. Inbound, good open look in the paint. Shot goes up, it's missed. Austin Messner in the game now. Leaves it a little short, but he's got the contact, and he'll take 2 free throws.
And that foul going to go on Mitchell Brigham, his second, team's second. And that will send Austin Messner to the line for 2.
Messner, 6'2", sophomore forward for the Jayhawks. Lanky kid, knocks down the first free throw.
And we'll see a couple of substitutions here in the game. Number 3, Easton Stoddard, I believe, from the JV roster. And number 5, C.J. Adams, checking into the game.
Pair free throws good to go here for Messner, and a 12-6 advantage. Jayhawks stretching it out here in the first quarter, 3:14 left to go. Dishaw has it nearly stolen, gets it back, now he'll drive. Defense very tough on him. Shot goes up and missed, and now Concord's starting to turn cold on the shooting off the rebound. They give to Stoddard, he'll bring it up all the way up to the three-point line, and then he'll go on a crossover move, and he carried the ball. Turnover.
Yeah, a little bit of an unforced error by the Jayhawks. That just probably their first of the night unforced, and just sort of a sloppy play there.
He's trying to make a move. Dishaw between the legs. He's knocked away a little bit again. Now he gets down to Coburn. He's high post. Back out to Dishaw. A lot of pressure defense on Dishaw up there beyond the arc.
Menacing.
Now a screen. Dishaw coming around the screen, loses the ball. Last touch, Vandercook Lake. They are really pressuring Dishaw, and you can see that's kind of that where they're going to miss Rogers. So 2:34 to go. We get a timeout from the Concord bench. We'll take a break as well. Be right back. 12-6, Jayhawks in front on WKHM.
In a location that's open early or late, then you're looking for an express stop. Fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:34 on the game clock. Concord ball. Sprague inbounds from the baseline to Ketwich to Coburn. Back to Sprague, who's now on the right wing. Down to Ketwich. A nice fading turnaround jumper, and he hits it. So out of the timeout, Concord runs the play as it's drawn up. Cuts the lead to 4. There's a pull-up triple from the Jayhawks, and missed. Rebounded by Concord. Now they're running. Dishaw coming up. Hands off to Sprague. Feeds down low. Glaspie in the game now, and he catches, turns, and shoots. Knocks it down and gets the foul call.
And that stops a streak from Concord of 8 straight points by Ketwich. Brings the Vandercook lead to 2. And that foul on C.J. Adams, his first. Team's first.
2:02 on the clock. Glaspie at the stripe. That one comes off the heel. Long rebound. Battled. Long breaks. Got it for the Jayhawks. Battled for that one. Gets it out to Bashinsky. Dribbles up the right side. Hands off. Now back to long break. He's near the top of the key, over to Bashinsky, right wing. He gets a screen, Bashinsky to the top. Now that goes to long break from the top of the key, off the glass, all the way to the bucket. Long break scores it. 14-10. Jayhawks stretch the lead back out to four with a minute and a half to go first quarter.
Long break now with 4 points to go with four rebounds.
Into the corner, Sprague thinks about a three. Now he'll look into the paint. Nothing there. Out to Glassby at the top. Back to Sprague. Now on the dribble drive. Hands it off to Ketwich for the tough finish at the bucket. Great feed by Sprague. Concord keeping pace. Cuts that lead down to two.
That's now 10 for Greg Ketwich in this game.
Under a minute to go. 14-12. There goes the Bashinsky. Picked up out there, man-to-man defense by the Yellow Jackets. Jayhawks working around the outside. We'll get a double dribble call. Good hands by Glassby to make that uncomfortable. And we'll get the double dribble. Slew of substitutions now for the Yellow Jackets on the floor. Try and get a reset here.
We'll see Xavion Jones into the game.
Jacob Hoff on the floor as well.
Austin Hoxie.
CJ Glassby.
Noah Waldron is out there as well.
Hoxie in the corner. Looking for Glassby across the paint. Loses his footing for a minute. Regains it. Puts the shot up. Missed. Hoth with a nice board. Putback's no good. And the Jayhawks will clear it out up the floor. Running the break and score it. Nice hoop. Now down to 10 seconds. 16-12 the score. Xavion Jones got it. He's going to drive. Goes up with the right hand and score it. Back and forth action here now. Buzzer sound. Shots no good. 16-14 is where we stand at the end of the first quarter. The Jayhawks with a two-point lead over the visiting Concord Yellow Jackets on WKHM and WKHM.com. 1 minute break and we're right back. All right, we'll keep it here. 8 minutes back up on the clock. We'll get ready for the second quarter on WKHM. Thanks to the Protection Center being on board, Able Heating and Cooling. I'm sure they're busy with these cold, cold nights that we got here in Jackson, Michigan.
Absolutely.
And we got a slew of cold days here to come. Though it looks like warmer next week.
Yeah, let's hope so because this is way too much snow to get in a one-week period. So.
Nice to have these hoops games indoors.
Yes.
Vandercook Lake always accommodating here, thanks to Barb Blair and Amanda Curtis in the athletic office. We've got the corner seat here on the floor, close to all the action.
Very welcoming. Delicious hot dogs.
Yeah.
For me.
Those are the big ones. Too,
They're the hefty ones. I got two thinking that it was going to be your traditional regular size hot dog, and I was all for naught on that one, so I got through one and a half, but they are delicious.
We'll try and get you a break here so you can finish the other one. The action has been nonstop on the court. Stoddard pulls up from the elbow, missed it. Rebounded down low by long break, and Trent unable to score it, but he will go to the stripe. He's got a pair coming his way. 16-14, Vandercook in front.
That foul on Xavion Jones, his first, team's third. Trent Longbreak, 4 points now, five rebounds as he heads to the line. And he'll make it 5 points.
So we have Longbreak, Jake Foster. That is Clintworth, Stoddard, and Bashinsky into the game right now. We'll get a lane violation on the Jayhawks, and that's going to forfeit that free throw attempt. 17-14, though, the three-point lead for the Jayhawks. Step back on defense. They've been pressuring the ball real heavily. Concord working around the perimeter. Glassby in the right corner. Now he'll take a baseline. Nothing there. Passes back out to Hoxie. Hoxie
Concord really has to start pushing the issue a little bit. Get these Jayhawk defensively winded a little bit.
There's a drive and a dish. Last touch, Concord. I thought it was off of the Jayhawk defender, but the official disagrees. Respectfully disagreeing
there. You know, I've been very impressed so far with Caden Bushinski's ability to lead this team up and down the floor from the point guard position. As a freshman, he's done quite well for himself.
Yeah, looks comfortable on the floor. Here's a drive from Clintworth. Now he will dish it out. Drive from long break, nothing there. Back out to Stoddard. Stoddard at the top of the key. Now he'll dribble left, kick out to Clintworth, open look for three, hit it. Big triple from Clintworth. Patient offense for the Jayhawks. 20-14, they stretch the lead out to six, matching the largest of the game. Ball handling for the Yellow Jackets. Drive and dish. Lost it. Now Stoddard up the floor ahead of everyone. Good defense to chase him down. Little contact, no call. Missed the shot. And now Xavier Jones coming the other way. Kicks out to Glaspie. Good look. And then he hit it. Nice break by the Yellow Jackets. Bushinski pushing the action right back up the floor for the Jayhawks. Long break. Gives to Stoddard. Little pick and roll. No pass. Clintworth has it. Now Stoddard back right wing looking for a long break in the post. Drives and pulls up in the lane. Missed it. Rebound battle. Tapped out and corralled by Hoxie. And here come the Yellow Jackets up the right side. Now dribbling to the middle of the floor.
You can hear Scott Pusley yelling, go, 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 trying to turn up this Concord offense. We're going to get a foul here. Whistle on Trent long break. That's going to be his first, team second on the floor.
You kind of see Noah Waldron playing a lot of minutes here, handling the ball a lot for the Yellow Jackets as he heads to the bench and Dishaw comes back in. But you can see them definitely needing to replace that ball handling and offense that they get out of Rogers. Glaspie outside the arc looking for Ketwich in the post. Well defended. Tipped away. I guess his arms were just a little bit longer. Jake Foster knocked away. Now in the corner, Clintworth gets a screen from long break. Good job defending the screen and roll by Dishaw. Jayhawks will reverse court there. And Bushinski down to long break in the post. Double teamed. Gets into the lane deep and spin move and score it. Jake Foster able to get that one in. 22-16 Jayhawk lead. Xavier Jones beats everybody up the floor and a quick answer by Concord, 22-18. Now under 5 minutes, we're going to get a timeout from the Jayhawk bench. Let's take a 30-second break here on WKHM and we'll be right back.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Bushinski accepts the inbound pass from Clintworth, slowly up the floor for the Jayhawks, now over the center circle. He's picked up right there just over half court by Dishaw. Goes to Clintworth looking for long break at the high post. We get a collision, and we're going to get a whistle to go against Sprague.
And that's going to be Miley's first, team's fourth.
4:44 on our first half clock, 22-18, the Jayhawks in front. Back and forth game here. Bushinski into the left wing for Clintworth. Now Bushinski takes an open look for three. Bushinski left corner, and he'll miss that one. Chased down by Clintworth, saved to Bushinski. Now Bushinski to long break at the top of the key. He's going to drive, pull up from the elbow, blocked by Sprague. Ball tapped down the floor and a race for that one. And last touch, Xavier Jones. That'll be Jayhawk ball.
And we'll see Caden Stoddard check back into the game for Vandercook. along with number 25, Austin Messner.
Dishaw picking up Bashinsky full court. Now he drops back. They pass into Stoddard instead, and nobody's picking him up. Concord slipping into a 3-2 zone.
May have Brian Dishaw listed at 5'10".
Out to Bashinsky. Open look for three. No. Jones rebounds. He can fly up the floor to Dishaw. Nothing doing there for Dishaw. He passes back out. Get a little bit of contact and whistled against. That is Clintworth. Not a ton of fouls in this one so far, Jason. Under 4 minutes to go. Spragle inbound for Concord.
Not at all. Yeah, that's Clintworth's first team's third for Vandercook.
Looking for Ketwich on the cut on the inbound. Off his hands, out of bounds. Turnover for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, and as we were mentioning earlier, senior Brian Dishaw listed at 5'10". Caden Bashinsky has him by about, what, 4 inches, 5 inches maybe? And Caden is listed at 6 foot, so I'm pretty sure one of those is not accurate. And I can guess which one it is.
It's a full head taller than Dishaw.
Doesn't play like it, though. He's been everywhere.
Concord having a little success with that zone defense, keeping the pressure on here. It's more of like a 2-1-2 zone kind of. Sprague kind of sliding in and out of the box. Stoddard takes a long triple. That's off. Tapped and chased down Dishaw. Now he gets a full break and lefty scoop and score for Dishaw. He said, it doesn't matter how tall I am.
That's right.
He goes plays over the big guys.
He plays big, and that was a nice, pretty little layup there by Dishaw.
Jayhawks working against the zone. Skip pass. That'll get you an open look. Buddy passes it up out to Bashinsky. He'll dribble drive. Skips the ball to Stoddard. Stoddard into the corner. Long break will take the triple. Missed everything. Rebounded by Coburn. Chance to tie it up or go ahead for Concord. Ketwich running the break. Now he gets out to Sprague. Open look for three. Shoots. In and out. Rebound. Xavion Jones. And on the putback attempt, he's going to get some contact. A pair of free throws coming with a chance to tie it up for Jones and the Yellow Jackets.
That's going to go on Trent Longbreak, his second, team fourth. And a chance to tie this ball game up for Xavion Jones.
2:31 to go first half. We'll get another timeout from the Jayhawk bench. We'll take a 30-second break ourselves. 22-20. 22-20, Jayhawks lead the Concord Yellow Jackets on WKHM.
JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 2:31 to go. First half, 22-20, Concord trails by two, but they've got Xavion Jones at the stripe. He'll shoot a pair. Chance to tie this one up. It's been a fun game, high pace for most of it. And both teams have had some hot shooting. Both teams have had some cold streaks. Vandercook Lake mired in one right now. They've struggled to adjust to a switch in the defense as Concord dropped into a zone. A 2-3 is what I think it is, but Sprague has been so active in there. At times he finds himself in the middle of the paint. So.
And they've also had to adjust to a more up-tempo pace by Concord as Jones misses the first.
And it's got to do a little bit with personnel, Jason, because Jones clearly wants to get out and run every opportunity he has, and Dishaw's been ready to run with him, too. Jones splits the pair, 22-21. 2.5 to go. Bashinsky bringing it up the floor, trying to beat that zone down the floor. They do it. Shot goes up. That is Austin Messner. Missed it, but he will go to the stripe. He's 2-for-2 up there at the free throw line so far for Vandercook.
And that foul is going to go against number 11, Greg Ketwich, his first team's That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rattles one in on the first free throw attempt.
Mester 3 for 3.
Austin Mester's got that kind of build that you just like to see in a basketball player. He's long, lanky, big wingspan. Missed that second free throw, rebounded by Ketwich. So trailing by two, here comes Concord. Jones out to Ketwich, open look for three in the lead. Yes, got it! Big shot from the top of the key, Greg Ketwich. Concord with the lead, 24-23. And Sprague putting on the full court pressure. And he's going to get whistled for a foul. Kind of a soft call. I don't want
a little bit. Yeah, that's Sprague's second. Team's sixth. Greg Ketwich now with 13 on the night. Good night for him after a good night against Michigan Center. And that'll bring C.J. Glaspie off the bench.
Adams to inbound. Full court pressure, not letting Pushinski get it in. They do get it to him. Dishaw giving him pressure. Now he drops back into that zone for Concord.
A little bit of a safety valve pass there.
Now it's looking man-to-man. But no, it's not. They're just picking guys up. It's tough to run offense against something like that. Xavier Jones with a near interception that would have set him down for an easy deuce. Just off the fingertips and out of bounds. Under 2 minutes now. Stoddard inbound with pressure from Jones. Gets it into the backcourt for Pushinski. And again, the defense drops back. Pushinski over the midcourt line. Now it's man-to-man by Concord. Stoddard dribbling across. Finds some room into the lane. Nice look. Little floater. And Stoddard gets it in. And the lead for the Jayhawks, 25-24. Now a minute and a half for Concord. Dishaw dribbles up the right side. Gives to Ketwich. Jones was open. Now he tries to drop it off to Ketwich. And it's loose. Chased down by Bushinski. All the way to the bucket.
Big block.
Little body contact. And Bushinski's going to shoot a pair. Nice hustle, like you mentioned, Jason, to get back down the floor on defense.
Yeah, you could kind of feel that one coming. Xavion Jones sprinted his way down the floor. Got up way above the rim to block that pass, or block that shot. And that will send Bushinski to the line for two.
My former broadcast partner, Matt Lehman, feeding me info. Jake Long break for Vandercook Lake. His father, this is something only Matt Lehman would know. Trent Long break's dad, Robbie, was a first-team all-conference basketball player at Concord in 97-98.
Oh, there you go.
Which was, I was playing basketball at Michigan Center back
That's
at that
right.
time. As we dig back into the record books.
The Wayback Machine.
I know Matt's listening. Thanks for the little Concord history lesson. Good feed into Ketwich. A nice turnaround. Leaves it short. And the Jayhawks with a rebound and a three-point advantage. They'll run this clock down to the half here. 52 seconds. No rush for the Jayhawks. Bushinski gets a screen from Messner. And they'll work it around the outside. Stoddard now gets a screen. He's driving. Looking for the roll. Nobody there. Messner at the top of the key. Now to the right wing. Adams will drive. Tries to drive it off to Messner. Knocked away. Adams gets it back. Puts it up. Just out. And now a chase for the ball. Diving all over the floor. We're going to get a whistle. And it's going to be a travel. I was going to say, Jason, if they tried to call contact on that, it would have been ridiculous because there was so much contact during that play that didn't get called.
It looked like Greg Ketwich took a nice little bump to the mouth there.
So 26 seconds, Concord's got a chance to cut the lead to one or closer. And they'll kick out to Coburn. There's Coburn to Waldron. Waldron gets to Ketwich. Look for three. Missed it. Rebound Coburn. He puts it back up. And that's good. Nice offensive put back for Coburn. And it's a one-point game. Jayhawks up by one with 2 seconds. Stoddard pulls and left it long. 27-26 our halftime score. We got a doozy going here.
Yes, we do.
Teams will retreat to the locker rooms here for a breather, and always fun to see what kind of adjustments they'll be able to make for the second half and see if Concord can keep this close or what's going to happen. We're excited.
Absolutely.
Good game here in game number two of our high school basketball coverage. Let's take 3 minutes here on the halftime, and we will tally up our stats, come back and give you the numbers, and set things up for the second half. Again, 27-26, Vandercook Lake in front of Concord on WKHM and WKHM.com.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
She's the one person on your list this holiday season you want to dazzle and cherish. Just know, you can't go wrong with diamond earrings. And Peterson Jewelers has the pair to put that sparkle in her eyes. Peterson Jewelers has an array of colored stone jewelry. And gift certificates are always available. Low on cash for holiday shopping? Peterson Jewelers is now buying gold. And now is a good time to sell. Making every moment count this holiday season. Peterson Jewelers. Voted Best Jeweler by Jackson Magazine. On Wildwood, right across from the parlor.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, boys and girls. It's me, jolly old Santa Claus. I wanted to tell you that Denny's is now giving you a free whole pie when you place a $20 order on Denny's.com. That's a pretty good gift. And if anyone knows about gifts, it's me. Gifts like this are going to put me out of a job. I'd better get back to work.
Enter promo code FREEPIE on your next $20 order from Denny's.com to get a free pecan or pumpkin pie while supplies last. Offer valid for $20 minimum online orders from Denny's.com or the Denny's mobile app. Enter promo code FREEPIE to receive offer for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half. Vandercook Lake with a slim one-point lead over the visiting Concord Yellow Jackets. And Jason, we gotta look down the numbers. Who's done what so far for the home court Jayhawks?
Well, for the Jayhawks, it's been a very well-balanced scoring attack. They have eight players on the roster. Seven of them have scored in this game. Leading the way is Caden Stoddard with 7 points. Trent Longbreak has 5 points to go along with five boards. Freshman Caden Bushinski also has five. Isaac Clintworth and Austin Messner checked in both with three. Jake Foster, Torrey Higgs each with two.
And what about those Yellow Jackets?
For the Concord Yellow Jackets, Greg Ketwich has paced everybody in this one with 13. Xavion Jones with 5 off the bench. He goes with his fellow benchmate, C.J. Glaspie. They're almost co-sixth men for the Concord Yellow Jackets. Glaspie has 4. Chase Coburn, Brian DeShaw each with 2.
And I think Concord has found some things they can do cutting through and finding guys down in the low block where they've been able to get some good looks. Ketwich has been hot. Kind of a streaky shooting. Hot at times and cold at times. And if he gets a little streak of some open looks going, Ketwich could catch fire and lead Concord. Meanwhile, Vandercook has just continued to put dribble pressure on with a couple guys who've been able to look to drive. And if there's nothing there on the drive, they're looking to dish out. They've got some open looks as a result. So, you know, I don't see a real clear edge for either team, and I guess that's evidenced by the score.
Yeah, I think Vandercook might need to recruit this this little guy out here who was crawling around on the court. He had some good speed there for a minute. He was picking up some steam when Mom was chasing him down. But, yeah, this game has been really well played on both sides. The shooting has kind of toned down from what we were accustomed to in the first couple of minutes. But the pacing, I think, has turned up for Concord. You know, that kind of is something that they needed to do. It's something that we mentioned at the top of the program here. For Vandercook, they've rotated pretty well through. They don't look too terribly winded. They've been able to keep pace when they needed to. But for them, it's going to be all about slowing this game down as much as possible, protecting the lead, and making buckets.
Good point. I think fewer possessions favors Vandercook Lake. 27-26 our score. It's a one-point game, and Concord's got to be happy to be this close on the road here in Vandercook, and we'll see what kind of adjustments they made at the half. I think they threw Vandercook Lake off a little bit coming out in that zone there in the second quarter for a little while, and Vandercook was quick to take advantage of some semi-open three-point looks, but maybe he's not shots that you necessarily were looking for.
Yeah.
You know, you just find yourself out there, you're not sure what to do, I'm open, I guess I'll shoot it, but they weren't great looks, and they didn't make either of them, so I think we might see a little bit of that zone in the second half out of Concord. Let's take another three-minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, second half action. 27-26, Vandercook leads Concord as we get ready for the second half on WKHM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Mmm, pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary. Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And the final seconds ticking off the halftime clock. We'll get 8 minutes up and get another half of high school basketball in here on WKHM. And Jason, again, not a lot of fouls there in the first half. It was a pretty clean game. We did see some contact that they let go a little bit, but I don't think it affected gameplay at all. So it was fun kind of basketball to watch. And I think you could say that was true of game one of the season, too. The referees kind of taking themselves out of the contest and letting the players decide it on the floor.
Yeah, they were definitely looking toward, calling the obvious stuff, and they're still keeping a close eye on moving that plant foot before you start your dribble, something that we saw a lot of last year. But getting back to the fouls, just four team fouls for Vandercook Lake and six for Concord in that first half. So neither team really under any pressure in terms of the bonus or things like that, and that's part of the reason why we're seeing such a close game.
8 minutes on the clock. Spragel inbound to Dishaw. Starters on the floor here for Concord. Dishaw dribbling to the left wing. Now looking to feed back to the top. Good pressure by the Jayhawks. Dishaw does get out high post. Brigham can't handle the pass, and that's a turnover. Stoddard takes over for the Jayhawks. Good defense there by Vandercook. Can they keep up that kind of pressure long term with a short bench? Stoddard on the drive. Kicks out to Bushinski. Open look for three. No. Rebounded by Sprague. Gets out to Ketwich. Looking to run for Concord up the left wing. Open look for Coburn for three. He leaves it short. Rebounded by Stoddard. And Jayhawks start heading the other way. And Sprague's going to get whistled for a cheap one. Hanging back. Pressuring the rebounder. And the reach-in foul going against Marley Sprague.
And that's going to be his third. Just the team's first in this second half.
Bushinski brings it up the floor now, going over the midline. Picked up there by Coburn. Looking to go right wing to Clintworth. He's picked up out there by Sprague. Sprague putting on some pressure right out there by the sideline. Clintworth gets comfortable. They'll swing it across the floor. Long break now drives to the elbow. Out to Clintworth, back out to long break now at the wing, looking down to the low block. And a dribble move there by Jake Foster, and he goes, turns to shoot. Gets blocked. Looks like clean defense there. But we'll get a whistle against Concord, and that'll send Foster to the stripe.
That's going to be on Mitchell Brigham, his third, team second.
Foster with a pretty swish sound coming off the first free throw, 28-26. Second one is long, rattles around, and comes off. Ketwich rebounds. Concord trailing by two. Up the floor, Sprague, left side. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Now skip pass to Dishaw. He doesn't pull up. Now he'll dribble back out and reset at the top. Drops it off to Brigham. High post. Now to Coburn. Coburn with a stutter step and a drive. All the way to the bucket. Can't finish, but does draw the foul, and he'll get a chance to tie it at the stripe. Nice drive by Coburn. There have been lanes for anybody willing to drive to the basket. There's been a couple times now where Sprague's been able to drive toward that baseline side, and it looked like he might have a nice opportunity to stop and pull up. But he hasn't made that move. He'd rather pass out of it.
Yeah.
In this case, Coburn hits the first free throw.
Have to take advantage of those opportunities when they come your way.
And as a sophomore, maybe that's something he develops a little later on, but he's been able to make the move to the baseline a couple times where it looked like he might have a nice pull-up look. Off the rebound, Ketwich misses the triple. Rebounded again, this time by Brigham. And Ketwich will drive off the high glass, double clutch. Got it to go, Greg Ketwich. Second effort, and Concord back in front now, 29-28. Coburn split the pair at the line, and the offensive rebound for Concord puts them in front with a tough shot by Ketwich. There's a drive by Bushinski, and he lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul going against the Jayhawks. freshman. 5:55 to go, third quarter, and Concord with a one-point lead and a chance to add to it.
Just the first foul on Bushinski, despite playing a ton of minutes so far in this game.
In the game for the Jayhawks, Torrey Higgs pressuring Dishaw, and he's been really making Dishaw work for any space he gets out there.
Yeah, he's been very aggressive on the defensive end, and he looks very confident playing defense. And that foul is going to go against Long Break. That's going to be his third.
Sprague inbounds to Ketwich. Swing it around to Sprague. Double dribble, but no call. Drives all the way to the bucket and scoops it. Sprague showing some offense there. 31-28. Open look in the corner for three is short for Higgs. Chased down by Long Break. Save to Higgs. Out to Bushinski. Thought about the triple. Now he'll reset. Long Break trying to post up on the low block. Can't get it down to him. Instead, he'll go opposite right wing to Stoddard. Dishaw pressuring Stoddard. Stoddard now dribbles across the middle. Back to the other side, looking for Long Break on the low block. Good matchup down there against Dishaw. Spins, passes out, open look, and missed by Messner. Long rebound grabbed by Concord, and Ketwich will run him up the middle out to Dishaw. Looked like he had a look for three. Instead of taking it into the paint, and score it, Concord.
Nice.
With a nice run there, 33-28. They take a five-point lead there, biggest of the game with 4:46 to go third quarter. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
I like that bumper.
Thank you.
It's a good one. Well done.
4:46 to go, third quarter, and the Concord lead at 5 points. Vandercook took the timeout. Bushinski will bring it up for him right near the mid-circle, picked up by Dishaw. Concord comes out in the zone out of the timeout. Bushinski, deep left wing. Now right side to Stoddard.
Brigham has to watch that defensive 3 seconds. He's getting close.
Stoddard out at the right wing. Now back to Bushinski. Just continue moving around the perimeter. Higgs in the corner. He'll take the triple. Off the high glass. Comes off. Rebounded by Coburn and Ketwich running it for the Jayhawks. Chance to take advantage. Three-pointer for Sprague. No. Rebounded by Higgs. Goes up high for it. Now the Jayhawks chance to run before that zone can get set up. Stoddard at the top. Bushinski all alone for three. No. Rebounded by Coburn again.
That's now Coburn's fifth rebound of this game.
Jayhawks again settling for a quick three. Dishaw over the line. Higgs picking him up with pressure. Nice crossover by Dishaw. Gets to Coburn, left wing. Pump fake and dribble out to Sprague. He'll pump fake the triple, spins. Baseline, now we get some contact. No, they'll call him for a travel.
Wow.
Sprague turns it over. 3:34 to go third quarter. It's a 33-28 score. Concord in control here, second half. Just 1 point out of the halftime so far for the Jayhawks. Nearly 5 minutes of gameplay. Bushinski bringing it up for Vandercook. Gets to Stoddard, looks to spin and drive. Nothing there. Long Break comes out to get it at the three-point line. Looking to set a screen at Dishaw. Pressuring Stoddard gets a little overzealous and gets whistled for a foul.
Just his first. That's going to be team foul number three on Concord. And you see Vandercook a little bit out of their game.
Long Break trying to drive. Gets out to Stoddard. pull up from the elbow, long off the heel, rebounded by Xavion Jones, who's in the game. Couple guys hit the deck. Jones up the sideline quickly. No numbers all the way to the bucket. Double clutch off the glass. Missed it, but Xavion Jones putting the pressure on the defense. They foul him. He's got a pair coming from the stripe. Xavion Jones able to get to the bucket a couple times now in the game and get the harm. And he'll head to the stripe. 3:03 to go in this third quarter.
That foul going to be on Austin Messner. I believe, yes it is. His second.
Jones hits from the stripe. Glaspie up off the bench for Concord. Gives them good minutes. Dishaw, Jones, Ketwich, and Coburn for the Yellow Jackets. Missed free throw, rebounded by Coburn. Putback is good. He gives them so many second opportunities, that tough offensive rebounding. In this case, puts it in himself and stretches the Yellow Jacket lead out to 8. Clintworth with the ball for Vandercook. Puts it over to Foster. Foster back to Stoddard, left wing. Over to right wing, long break. He looks to drive. Forces one up against Ketwich, almost makes it. Clintworth with the rebound and the putback, and there's the end of the scoring drought for Vandercook. Jones, no hesitation, back up the floor. Quick three by Ketwich, and he hit it. Must have been feeling that one all the way down. He pulled that with no conscience. Big triple by Greg Ketwich.
Yeah, absolutely. Just pulled it up. Full confidence on that one.
2:11 on the clock, 39-30. Concord holding on to a 9-point advantage. Bushinski, right wing, the freshman, looking for Foster on the pick and roll. Nothing there. Now drive from long break. Kick out, triple Bushinski, and that one's good. Trading triples here, 39-33. Back up the floor. Coburn pump fakes a triple. Looks to drive. Nothing there. Back out to Ketwich. Quick trigger from him. In and out. Foster traces down the rebound. Who touched it last? It is Concord. That'll be Jayhawk ball.
A lot of action there in the last 60, 65 seconds or so. Back and forth, trading punches. How about 18 on the night for Greg Ketwich?
8 o'clock here on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Bushinski trying to feed Foster down on the low block, and the pass is out of reach, out of bounds, and it'll be Concord ball. 1:31 to go, third quarter clock.
A couple of subs here for Concord, Noah Waldron, and Austin Hoxie checking into the game.
Waldron brings over the center line, picked up by Bushinski. Now out to Ketwich, pulls a three, and this one missed two. Offensive rebound, Glaspie tries to get Waldron, can't. Bushinski comes away with a turnover, long break ahead of everyone, chases it down, and tough finish on full speed run, but he's able to get it in. And cuts the lead to 4. Concord back up the floor quickly. Hoxie, he's met out by half court. Finds Ketwich, top of the key. Puts it on the deck all the way to the bucket. Scoop it. Finger roll score for Greg Ketwich. Getting aggressive, and now with 20 points in the tilt, gives Concord a 6-point lead. Stoddard at top of the key. Out to Bushinski. Back to Stoddard. Dribbles to the right, deep right wing. Now he'll get a screen from Foster. Rolling, feeds Foster. Stolen by Waldron, and Concord back up the left side is Ketwich. And he'll look to drive it. Floater, good. Greg Ketwich looking for his offense and finding it in droves here. 22 now for Greg. 43-35 Concord lead. Bushinski dribbling right wing. Picked up by Jones, out to Stoddard. Good open look for triple for him. Off the heel, long rebound comes out. Waldron's got it. There's Jones, run up the left side. Lefty finish, no good. Rebounded Stoddard, and the Jayhawks now on the run. Foster out ahead of everyone. Stoddard's not going to get it for him. Time runs out on our third quarter there. Furious finish, 43-35. It's an 8-point Concord lead with 8 minutes to go. Let's take a 1-minute break and get back here with the fourth quarter on WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie.
Mr. Christovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
The Y is building for a strong future. When the children come to the Y, they are surrounded by good role models who really care about them. They have access to activities and programs that are not available elsewhere on a daily basis. Kids in the Y learn lifelong skills that builds confidence and could change the course of their lives forever. Join me, Robert Burton, in support of the Y Capital Campaign. This is the future of our children. Make your gift today at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes left in this one. It's been an exciting game. Concord has stretched their lead out to eight. And the Jayhawks will look to cut into that. Higgs bringing it up for Vandercook. Now to the right wing, it's Clintworth. Dribbles up to the top, finds himself open at the elbow, off the glass, no good, tipped, and pulled down by Sprague for Concord. He'll dribble up the middle, puts the pressure on, nice feed down to Glassby, and he puts it in.
Very
great
nice
feed. Tough feed to make from the top of the key, but Sprague hits it on the dot. And Glassby puts it and makes it a 10-point advantage for Concord. C.J. Adams driving.
That's going to be a
gets
charge.
It in, but he's called for the offensive foul.
It's going to be on C.J. Adams, his second. And a good charge there. Xavion Jones getting in there, getting the feet set.
45-35, Concord, and Higgs picks up Sprague full court. Sprague up the left side, now behind the back. Gets a screen by Jones.
Big screen.
Now to Glassby, still outside the arc. Right side into the corner for Hoxie. He puts it on the deck. Kicks out to Sprague. Coming around the screen. He'll take it all the way in. Floats it. No. In and out. Halfway down before it pops out. Rebounded by Longbreak. And Higgs will bring it up to the left side. Tapped away by Sprague. Pulled in by Glassby. Finds Sprague running down the other way. Double clutch. No good. But we'll get a blocking foul. Sprague. Great knock away. And then heads up the floor for the fast break. Good hustle by the Jayhawks to get back.
That's going to go on Trent Longbreak, his fourth. They can ill afford to lose him in this one, especially with as short a bench as they run.
Sprague at the stripe and rattles that one home.
This Vandercook team has to be disciplined foul-wise. They can't afford to lose players to foul trouble.
Sprague missed, Longbreak with the rebound. Higgs up the left side for the Jayhawks into the corner for Clintworth, looking for Foster down the block. Nothing there. Dribble from the top, and Longbreak gets deep in the paint and contact, grabs an elbow, and he'll go to the stripe on that one. No, they're calling. Yeah, they do call him a shot.
And that is going to be foul on Jacob Hoth.
Free throw's good for Longbreak. That was a hard foul.
Yes, it was.
He popped right up.
Hey, he's a tough kid.
I think I watch out for those players who wear the mouth guards.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that football-style mouth guard in. Second free throw attempt is also good for Longbreak. 46-37. Glassby, full court pressure now by the Jayhawks. And we'll get a timeout from the Concord bench. 6:41 to go, fourth quarter. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WKHM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 6:41 to go in this game. 46-37 Concord lead. They've got the ball. On the floor for the Jayhawks are Long Break, Messner, Bushinski, Clintworth, and Stoddard. We'll see who the Jackets send out as soon as they wrap up this timeout.
I think they're just letting Jock Jams 96 play. They just want to hear it.
Glaspy, Dishaw, Ketwich, Sprague, and Jones out for Concord. All three sophomores on the floor in the fourth quarter for the Yellow Jackets. Inbound goes to Sprague. Full court pressure by the Jayhawks. Dishaw bringing up the right side. Pressure broken. He's up by the arc. Now he'll get a screen from Ketwich, take it to the top. Looking for Sprague, wasn't quite ready for the pass, but he springs into action. Finding Jones on a cut baseline. Oh, left it short, rebound. Ketwich in the putback is good. Greg Ketwich adding to his point total, 48-37, adding to the Concord lead as well. 6:13 to go for the Jayhawks at home.
Good back cut there by Xavion Jones. Couldn't finish, but nice move.
Stoddard dribbles in, pull up at the free throw line, and he can't get it to go. Rebounded Concord. Ketwich up the floor to Glaspy. Short on the finger roll. Rebounded by Long Break. He'll get it to Stoddard, and the Concord defense falls back as the Jayhawks come up the floor. Stoddard to Clintworth. Back out to Stoddard. Reverse back to Clintworth. Back to Stoddard. Dishaw comes out to pick up Stoddard deep. Dribbles around and pull up from the elbow. High glass, no good. Rebound Ketwich, and he's out running. Got Jones ahead of everyone. Finger roll, scooped it. No good with the left hand, but he does draw a whistle, and that'll get Jones to the stripe.
You see Caden Stoddard wanted a foul on the offensive end. Couldn't get it, and instead they will call Austin Messner for his third foul on the other end.
5:32 to go. 48-37 our score. Jones' first free throw is off the iron.
We'll see Torrey Higgs checking into the game.
And the second free throw for Jones is good. 5:32 to go. It's a 49-37, 12-point Concord lead. And they continue to add to it here in the fourth quarter. Adams, right corner, dribbles out now to the top of the key. Hung up there, but gets it out to Higgs, working against Dishaw. Man-to-man defense for the Concord Yellow Jackets. There's a drive by Long Break. Lefty finish, tough finish
nice.
In the lane, but he gets it to go. Nice drive by Long Break. Cuts the lead to 10. Here comes Dishaw. He's going to take it right up to the bucket. Puts it up, and they'll call a double dribble. Ooh. He did lose control there a little bit in the lane. Put it back on the deck when he got it back. That's a double dribble violation.
Yep. Couldn't quite hold on to it there.
Ticking down to 5 minutes, 49-39. Jayhawks looking to get that lead down to single digits. Bushinski to the right corner, and Clintworth dribbles his way to the top. Passes out to Long Break, who's looking to drive. Kicks the elbow, stolen by Jones, down the floor. Loses his footing and missed the layup, and it looks like he might have twisted his ankle. Back up the floor slowly. Bushinski on the drive, double clutch and scoop. Tip of the hat to Michael Jordan. He doesn't finish though, but he will get the free throw attempts. Jones staying on the floor.
Stretching that ankle out though.
What? And you know, Jason, he was getting ready to attempt a dunk.
Oh yeah, he was looking for it. Your eyes light up when you see that open court.
And I can't tell if he just lost his footing or if he stepped, if someone had a foot underneath his when he stepped, but enough to keep him from elevating, and he just kind of lost the ball off the rim. 4:35 to go. It's 49-40 now. The Jayhawks have cut it to 9. Wyszynski with another shot here from the stripe. That's through. And the freshman cuts the lead to 8. Full court pressure again by the Jayhawks. Dishaw off the left side. Drops it off to Jones. Back down to Dishaw in the paint. He goes up high.
I think he did that in practice, too, or in shoot-arounds after the half. Got a ball stuck up there.
Yeah, it went up on top of the backboard. Didn't stay stuck, thank goodness. We didn't need the delay.
It's been a pretty quick-moving game so far, so even the ball is ready to wrap it up here.
49-41. Jayhawks can cut the lead further. Wyszynski into the corner. They're looking to get down to long break on the low block. Instead, Wyszynski will pull the three. Off back iron, rebounded by Coburn. He's had some big rebounds in this one. Here comes Jones into the corner. Sprague feeds down to Ketwich on the low block. Turn and fade and score it. Greg Ketwich.
He is having a night.
One to remember for Ketwich. Stretch the lead back out to 10 with 3:49 to go. Pump fake, long break. He'll drive, kicks to Clintworth. Three long. Rebounded by Adams. Now out to Griggs and... Drive by Wyszynski, double clutch is no good. Excuse me, Higgs on that pass. Wyszynski with the miss and rebounded by the Yellow Jackets again. 10-point lead with 3.5. Still a lot of time. We'll get a timeout from the Concord bench. We'll keep it here during the timeout. 3:28 to go. How many points for Ketwich do you have so far, Jason?
A lot.
I know she didn't have this. You don't have the Stat-O-Matic out tonight.
The Stato battery is not quite as efficient as the Stat-O-Matic.
Yeah, that must be that Jack Jams CD, Jason. I think I have that one.
It's got to be.
It's the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
The Michael Jordan era.
Intros.
Gotta love when you can get a couple Michael Jordan references in during a high school basketball game.
For sure. Well, speaking of Michael Jordan, how about 26 for Greg Ketwich?
Three and a half to go. Ketwich can... flirt with that 30 number. He's really looked for his offense here in the second half. Sprague to inbound out of the timeout. Ketwich has it in the backcourt. Working against the long break. Into the corner for Jones. Gets back out to Ketwich. Deep left wing. And he'll give to Dillashaw near, or I keep wanting to call him Dillashaw. Dishaw near midcourt. And he'll get a whistle. Higgs came out to check him. And there's some foul bonus action, one-on-one coming for Dishaw. Dishaw at the stripe and hits the first one, nothing but net. .316 on the clock.
Ooh.
Dishaw missed the second. Rebound tapped around. Eventually pulled down by the Jayhawks. Long break. Running the floor. Pump fakes. Doesn't get the shot up and in, but does draw the whistle. So a pair of free throws coming for long break. 3:08 to go. 52-41. It's an 11-point Concord advantage. Sprague, Coburn, Ketwich, Jones, and Dishaw on the floor for the Jackets. Jayhawks counter with C.J. Adams. Higgs, long break, Wyszynski, and Clintworth as long break good on the first free throw.
12 points now for long break.
Second free throw comes off the side iron, but rebounded by Adams. Jones with the pressure comes away with a steal and up the floor so quickly. Down to Dishaw, no good, missed that one. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch. Yellow Jackets. That's going to be a Jayhawk ball.
Good heads-up pass there by Xavion.
Wyszynski bringing up the floor for the Jayhawks. Higgs left wing into the corner for Adams. Pass back out to Higgs. Clintworth now bring it over to Wyszynski right wing. Pump fakes now drives in. Kick out to Clintworth to Higgs. Higgs will drive to the elbow. Pass out to Wyszynski. Pump fakes the triple. Jab step out to Higgs. There's an open look for three. Got it. Big shot for the Jayhawks with 2:31 to go. Jayhawk bench to take a timeout.
I've been informed number three is freshman, 5'9" freshman Mike Brown.
It's Mike Brown. Who informed you of that?
The public address announcer when he said his name finally.
Oh, you caught it.
I did.
So that's Michael Brown?
That is Michael Brown, the 5'9" freshman from the junior varsity team. So
anything we've been giving credit to Higgs for,
yeah,
we have to take it back.
We can fix that in post for the
online
archives. Yeah, we have a reputation of hard-hitting journalists to uphold here. We are broadcast journalists, to quote the great, late great Bobby the Brain Heenan. It's always good when you can get a Michael Jordan and a professional wrestling reference in broadcast.
You get the brain in there.
The man's a legend.
Yeah, it goes beyond simple wrestling.
It's transcendent.
Full court pressure now from the Jayhawks. They trail by 7. Nice press break. Sprague all the way to the bucket. Can't finish, but he does draw a whistle. Oh, goodness, Mike Brown.
A foul going to go on Clintworth.
2:24 on our fourth quarter clock. Sprague can stretch the lead out. First free throw's in and out. Second free throw attempt is through. 53-45. Jayhawks need to get points in bunches here. C.J. Adams inside the arc out to Mike Brown. Brown to Bashinsky. Jab step drives. Kicks out. Adams open for 3. No. Rebound. Grabbed by Longbreak. He takes it right back up and score it. Tough bucket by Longbreak. Probably could have got a whistle on there.
Absolutely.
Up the floor quickly by the Yellow Jackets. Missed layup by Jones.
Wide open. Look at the basket.
Down to a 6-point game, and Bashinsky dribbling in, backing down all the way to the bucket, and swatted away by Jones. And the battle for the ball. They're going to send it to the Yellow Jackets. And that did get tapped at last touch off of Brown's leg. Ketwich to inbound right in front of our table here. Full court pressure by the Jayhawks. It's a 47-53 disadvantage for Vaynercook. Great press break, and this time Jones finishes the open layup.
Make it 9 for Xavion Jones off the bench.
Concord's really limited the effectiveness of that full court pressure. 55-47, the lead's back up to 8. Long break to Adams into the paint, blocked by Sprague. And we'll get a whistle.
And that's going to be foul number 5 on Marley Sprague.
The fifth personal on Sprague, and he's not happy about the call. There was no contact on the actual shot block itself.
No.
It was actually a real pretty shot block. There may be a little contact in the body, but that really.
That's incidental.
Initiated by the offensive player with his knee up in the air. So, you know, there's those calls that go against you like that, and you keep your head up. And actually, Sprague has played a pretty good game. He got a couple tic-tac fouls that were his fault. So that you don't want to put yourself in that position. Adams knocks down the free throw.
Yeah, Sprague will sit down with 4 points on the night.
And the pair is good for Adams at the line. Cuts the lead back to 6, minute 24. Pressure on for the Jayhawks. Down to Colburn, and he finishes with the left hand. Another good press break by Concord.
Just a little 3-man weave, basically.
Deep 3 for Clintworth, and he hits it. Big shot. And that will get us a timeout from the Jayhawk bench. We'll keep it here with 107 to go. 57-52, the lead's down to 5. And the Jayhawks not going away. Sticking around. As they take a timeout from the bench, again, thank you to Jackson YMCA, the craft agency, Seymour Ford, Penn Chiropractic on the broadcast for high school basketball. And again, following the final buzzer, stick around. We'll get you our Subway Player of the Game, set things up for our next broadcast as we are just underway in our high school basketball season and so far off to a great start and looking forward to more fun along
Absolutely.
The way.
You're going to be without me on Friday. What are you going to do on Friday?
Well, I have a couple of options in the queue right now, and one of which is to dust off the legendary Greg O'Connor for a rare these days high school basketball appearance.
He is easily bribed with candy, so I am told.
Well, and if the game were at Michigan Center on Friday, I could just, you know, we could get him out there just for the price of a bag of caramel corn.
This is very true. I think he owes you, because didn't you bring him a bag of caramel corn?
I made sure he got some the last time we were there.
Oh, okay, so we have sufficiently buttered him up to ask for a favor.
I think I can make that happen.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see. That's the plan.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you are filling my very tiny shoes with a legend, or at least attempting to.
It's an upgrade. Catwitch out ahead of everyone on the full guard pressure. The layup is good. Big pass all the way down the floor to Ketwich, and it stretches the lead back to 7. How many big shots do the Jayhawks have left in the tank? Pull up from the elbow. Stoddard, no good. Rebound tap to Coburn. Jayhawks keep the pressure on. Now 48 seconds to go. It's a 7-point game. Dishaw getting pressure from Brown. And a timeout from the Concord bench. Brown has been pressuring Dishaw every moment he's been on the floor.
Yeah, he has been tenacious would be the best word to describe him. Hasn't really came up with too many steals, but he's been enough of a disruption to really cause some fits for Dishaw, really, and Noah Waldron as well. When those two have been on the floor, it's been very difficult for the point guards to push the issue for Concord.
Yeah, it's slowed down the Concord offense, and it's made those guys uncomfortable, and certainly they can't just drop into the offense, you know, comfortably. They've had to work for every inch they've gotten.
Yeah, they've needed the eye of the tiger.
It was seven, 7-point disadvantage in 43 seconds.
You know, I'm liking this.
We need a little bit of magic here.
You know, harken back to our youth type of music. I'm digging it.
When I came into the gym during the JV game, Bobby Brown. On the
nice.
Every little step.
Nice.
I like the throwback
for
sound.
Sure.
And I don't know if I can comfortably credit, but I'm going to give Brett Buschinski give him the credit for the musical selection.
I'm sure he would happily take it.
I think he's over there controlling the dials and doing some announcements too.
That's right.
Coburn with the inbound to Jones. He'll drive it. Double clutch lefty finish. Pretty layup. Jones having himself a nice second half. 61-52, that leads at 9 now with 35 seconds. Pull up three quickly by Stoddard off the front rim. Long rebound chased down by Long Break in the corner. And he'll get out to Stoddard. Crossover dribble spin move. And knocked away, stolen by Glaspy. Coburn will grab it out. Ketwich wisely slows things down. Brown chasing him down, trying to get that steal, and he'll get whistled for the reach-in.
That's going to be foul number 2 on Mike Brown, and a 1-on-1 situation for Ketwich.
13.6 to go in this one, 61-52. Ketwich from the stripe, and that one's off front rim short.
Ketwich sitting on 28 points in this one.
Second free throw is good. 62-52, Ketwich will go to the bench with 29. And the inside track to be the Subway player of the game. 11 seconds, 10. 9, 7, 6. Adams drives baseline, kicks out. Clintworth pulls up the triple, in and out. Rebound Coburn, and there's the buzzer. 62-52, the final from Vandercook Lake Concord. Their first win on the young season. Let's take 2 minutes on the postgame. We'll come back and set things up for next week. Get you our Subway player of the game. Here on WKHM, 62-52, our final. Concord over Vandercook on WKHM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metals outlet.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helps a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final from Vandercook Lake, 62-52, the Concord Yellow Jackets victorious tonight, giving Vandercook Lake their second loss on the season. That'll move Concord to 1-2 overall as they head out Friday to Quincy to open their conference play. Losses to Hanover Horton and Michigan Center under their belt, and now the win against Vandercook Lake. So three tough Cascades Conference opponents. They come out 1-2. And meanwhile, Vandercook falls to 1-2 after this loss, and they'll open their conference schedule up Thursday here versus the Napoleon Pirates. That's going to be a tough one to open up the Cascades Conference play.
Yeah.
Our Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight, Greg Ketwich, 29 points unofficially, and just really triggered a lot of what the Concord Yellow Jackets did on offense, and just looked for his shot a lot tonight and was shooting well several times from beyond the arc, inside and outside. He was the offensive spark for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, absolutely. 29 points, 5 boards, a steal. Of course, all of those stats are unofficial, but a great game, probably the best one of his career as for the 6'2" senior. Greg Ketwich.
Jayhawks had outstanding performances from long break. In particular, I think Mike Brown on the defense was a difference maker for him at times, but just coming up short. Meanwhile, for Concord, a couple other names worth mentioning. C.J. Glassby, good again. Xavion Jones was a real valuable asset to them, especially just speeding up the pace of everything that was going on. He seemed like any time the ball had a chance to be a fast break, Jones was out ahead of everybody, and he was an important player for Concord tonight. I think Dishaw played some tough minutes and, again, faced a lot of pressure, but he held his own and listed at 5'10". That's baloney. But in the absence of Rondez Rogers, Dishaw held his own, and Noah Waldron came in and didn't make too many mistakes, made himself a valuable part of what Concord does. So.
Absolutely.
Again, Concord out at Quincy on Friday. And Vandercook home against Napoleon on Thursday. Our next action is Friday night. I say ours. You won't be there, but I will be there. WKHM radio action coming up Friday from Lumen Christie. The Northwest Mounties visiting the Titans. Always a nice rivalry game there. So that action, again, will come to you around 7 o'clock here on WKHM. Online around the world, WKHM.com. And check out our archives at the website. Any final thoughts, Jason?
Just a fantastic game all around. Very balanced attack by Vandercook. I think they've got a winner in Caden Bashinsky, a good point guard for years to come. If he gets a little bit bigger, he definitely has the body to play inside. Long break seems to be like the standout guy. And I think by the end of the year, you're going to see Xavion Jones in that starting lineup for Concord, if not sooner than that, because he really brings a spark that this team absolutely needs, especially if they continue to have pieces in and out of the lineup like they had with Rondez Rogers being out of the game tonight.
Yeah, that trio of sophomores, Sprague, Glaspie, and Jones, continue to be vital to what Concord does and definitely are the building blocks for the next couple years for the Yellow Jackets. And Vandercook, as you mentioned, with Bashinsky as a freshman.
Yep.
And Messner, Clintworth, and Adams all playing minutes tonight for the Jayhawks. They've got a pretty good foundation for the next few years as well. We'll wrap it up here from Vandercook Lake, 62-52 Concord over Vandercook. And we'll send you back to your regularly scheduled WKHM programming. Talk to you on Friday.